So this week, one of the major things that we're working on is we started sampling the neighborhood that we're targeting for additional vapor intrusion assessment just to verify that indoor air is safe.
Betsy Nightingale is an on-scene coordinator with the Environmental Protection Agency. She's been in town since May testing found unsafe levels of chemicals in indoor air at a connected structure on the corner of Hall Street and Madison Avenue Southeast. The agency is working to remediate that site as well as test the surrounding area for potential issues.
We spent a couple weeks, a week and a half or so, trying to get access to roughly 60 properties that we were hoping to do indoor air sampling within.
Nightingale says they gained access to about half of those properties. The EPA also expanded the site radius in order to test all areas of possible concern, which brings the total number to about 75. And this week, they're collecting the samples. They can do this in real time with an EPA mobile laboratory called the TAGA, or Trace Atmospheric Gas Analyzer. It's kind of similar to an RV, at least on the outside. And it's been all over the country, says Dave McCunis. He's an EPA staff chemist.
As far west is California, as far north is Maine and Seattle, as far south is Florida, and everywhere in between.
Nightingale says they'll collect and test site samples through Tuesday night. More testing may follow. She says the agency expects to know more over the next couple of days. Hillary Farrell, WGVU News.